Hey everybody, so it's nearly been a week since my last update on my pregnancy, so while I've got some time, I figured I'd just do the update now. I'm technically just one day away from being the full week, but you know, meh. So I will be 28 weeks tomorrow exactly, if I go with certain apps that I've been following. Other apps seem to disagree. I'm too lazy to try and figure it out myself. So the last week, it's been not amazing, admittedly. I've had a lots of activity from baby, lots. I've had a few nights where I've just not been able to sleep. Some more sicknessy problems. I had about 2 days with morning sickness, which actually was in the morning for once. But this whole week we've also had my father-in-law coming in and doing the electrics. So that's kind of kept me busy as well. I've been sort of babysitting as well as trying to do a few odd jobs around the house and stuff. I am suffering again with back pains, but I think that's because, well, yesterday especially, my son just constantly wanted to get picked up and would not let me put him down or anything, so I kept having to hold him, and he's getting a bit too heavy for me, and so I think that may have done it. I'm hoping that's what it is. But Monday I do have a doctor's review, which is quite important because it's going to be the one where they check me over, not just for the whole pregnancy, but also with my mental states, with my depression specifically. With this being all clear, then I should be able to have no issues with where I want to give birth. For me, I really would like to give birth at the midwife led unit here in Walsall. But I'm not too fussed. Really, I had quite a good time at the Manor Hospital, giving birth there. Admittedly, I was very lucky that there was literally me, my fiancé, and several midwives sitting in the office drinking tea and watching TV. It was only until later in the day, after I gave birth, I started hearing a woman next door to us who was screaming. So I think she came in later on, because the midwives did say we were pretty much the only people on the ward at the time giving birth, or in labour, should I say. Because once we went up to the next ward, the post-birth sort of area, there were quite a few women there, but it wasn't too bad actually. There was about three women including myself, in the main part of the ward, and then they had, I think, three bedrooms one side, three bedrooms in another, like private rooms, and I actually got moved into one of those rooms because they actually finished clearing it out and everything. And they knew that I was only going to stay there for one night, so it kind of worked out for me there. So I don't mind too much, but I would really like to go for the midwife unit. And it just depends exactly what happens on the Monday, really. The only other thing I'm a bit worried about is I don't think I've got another infection, but too much information time now. I've just noticed that it's kind of smelt really strong when I've gone to the toilet. They always do the whole, you know, urine sample thing every time. It's like a pot of frigging gold to them now. But that's a terrible thing to say. That's kind of what it seems like when you're pregnant. It seems like every medical person wants a pot of your wee. So that'll happen anyway, and hopefully they won't find anything. But I'm not having any problems. It's just the smell has kind of concerned me. Maybe I'm just not eating properly or drinking properly. Or maybe it is actually another kidney infection or something. I really hope not. The kidney infection last time, oof, that was horrible. And it took ages to get rid of as well. Especially the actual urine infection part as well of that. So I had a urine infection and a kidney infection just to totally make me feel great. So, yeah, next week, like I said, Monday, I've got a hospital appointment. It's also real nappy week next week. Tomorrow I'm hoping to go to my local library, council library, and they're going to send over a bunch of leaflets and get them distributed. All these leaflets like have basically cloth nappy awareness type stuff. It's like, how this is how you wash modern cloth nappies. This is the type of cloth nappies that you can get today. They're not just Terry's. And also details on the fact that our council does a cashback scheme that some people may not realise. So I'm just trying, I really want to mostly raise awareness than anything. And also to try and get people to know that my library does exist. So if anyone wants to try nappies before they actually buy, they just need to email me and I can get that sorted for them. So today actually is my son's third birthday. Been just kind of looking back at photographs on Facebook and on my computer, and it's so weird that it's been 3 years. It just doesn't feel like 3 years, it really doesn't. I just remember that the whole day pretty damn well. I can't remember the pain all that much because mostly I was knackered. I hadn't slept for like 2 or 3 days properly. So I was pretty damn knackered. I do remember that the midwife kept telling my fiance to constantly make drinks for me. Do you want a drink, honey?
Okay.
You want a drink? Find your cup for me. Oh, wait, it's right in front of me. So I remember him constantly trying to...
Can
you help
for
me? What? Look. Yes. I'll give you one in a minute. I remember him constantly being made to give me a cup of water every time I was pushing or having a contraction just to keep me going. I feel sorry because I kind of resented him for it, but it's not really his fault. Not resent, that's the wrong word. I kind of felt like I was getting peeved off with him, constantly asking me, and I wasn't bloody thirsty. I really could not drink anymore. If I did, I probably would have peed in front of everyone. Not that it would have mattered. I'm sure they've seen worse things. But yeah, I had a great experience with my birth, as I said earlier. I just remember it so well for being such a good time as well. And it's just odd to think that that was 3 years ago. And seeing the little baby photos of him as well, just hours after he was born, it's nice. The only downside I do admit is that I wish I had a photo of me holding him after he was born, but I think we were kind of just overwhelmed by the whole thing. We just weren't thinking straight. It was an experience filled with such wonderful, joyous feelings, and we kind of just let it all flood out with tears of joy and everything. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll update you guys next week. Bye.